This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. As always, joined by Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Good to talk to you, Jaws.
Spike, Ike, great to be with you guys. We head toward Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jaws?
Yeah, I would have to imagine, Jaws, of all the stadiums you've been to, there has to be something magic about going to Lambeau.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. It is the Mecca for football. It's a bucket list for anyone. Anyone has not been to Lambeau Field, I would suggest you put it on your bucket list and try to get there. So many great things have happened at Lambeau Field. The renaissance of the National Football League, you know, coming out of Green Bay to be a part of the famed NFL and billion-dollar business. And you go to – I always thought the coolest thing, I know I could probably second this, the bus parks – you go through a neighborhood and people actually cheer for the opposing team, which is highly unusual. we can't understand that in Philadelphia, but they love football in Green Bay.
Yeah. I remember the first time I played up there, my rookie year, I believe it was. And I remember going on the field doing the whole John Facenda thing, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I just felt like I had to do that. I had to say that when I went out on the field.
I was warm-ups. Actually covering a game for Monday Night Football, and it was a Carolina Panther game when John Fox was their coach. Now, down in the field pregame, and Foxy comes through, kind of the coaches and players come out the tunnel. He says, hey, Jaws, where was that that frozen tundra quarterback sneak by Bart Starr, Jerry Kramer? I said, it was down the other end of the field. He goes, come on, let's take a walk. And we walked down, and we stood at that exact spot on the one-yard line at Lambeau Field. Just coaches that have been around this business for a long time, achieved greatness, still want to go at that spot where Bart Starr and Jerry Kramer ran a quarterback sneak to beat the Cowboys.
You know, Jaws, the other thing you said about it that I think is true, too, is that, you know, these other big franchises, whether it be the Eagles or the Commanders or the Cowboys, these are all big cities. Whereas Green Bay is this small town in Wisconsin. It's not even the biggest place in Wisconsin, which is Milwaukee. And the fact that they have an NFL team that is so legendary in that small town, that part of it is really neat, too.
It is really cool. I mean, people park their cars on their lawns next to the stadium, you know. And I think the charge is like $5. Where can you park your car for $5 anywhere in today's National Football League? And it's in a neighborhood. I mean, we went there and we did curling. You know, where the hell can you go do curling except in Green Bay? You know, so it's just a cool place. The fans are awesome. And they actually have great respect for the game. There's certainly rivalries, as we all know, but it's kind of a great place to go as a fan and watch a game and be respected and enjoy just being in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yep.
So, you know, Green Bay's a good team. I think probably not quite as good thus far as people expected they would be. Do you think the Eagles, when you're looking at the other good teams in the NFC so far this year, do you see the Eagles as a cut above the best teams in the NFC, or are they just sort of right there with those other three or four teams that have been good so far?
Well, I would kind of try to put it this way, at least personally, and you know, obviously they're my words. I watch football. You know, I watch all games on, last night, that the horrible football game if you're a purist. But if you like just competitive football, maybe you'd like that game. But, you know, I watch football. I watch as many games as I can. But I study the Eagles. I mean, first thing I do Monday morning when I get up is I look at the tape of the Eagles game, the All-22. I want to see how they're playing, not based on what I read in the paper or what some sports talk show told me. I want to form my own opinion. And I really think this has a chance to be an exceptional football team. I had some fun with Deuces Rogers doing 6 ABC. I said, hey, Deuces, we're going to run the table. He started laughing. I said, no, we're going to run the table. I feel this team has the potential to be really, really something special. And, you know, we've kind of floundered around the first 8 games, some good games, some bad games. But I think this team knows it may be kind of a mistake to feel this way, but they can turn on when they have to. They understand, and we always hear they win. And that's true because they know when to turn it on and when they can kind of get by with some sort of a half-assed effort and still find a way to win. But I think the way this team comes out of the break now, healthy, the quarterback playing at a ridiculously high level, I'd like to expound upon him in a minute if I can. But I think clearly they're the best team right now. As I look at this league, they're the best team in the National Football League.
So I'll just let you go from there. Go ahead and expound on Jalen's play because
I study the game tape, and I've been studying the quarterback since I came in the league, you know, playing the position back in 1973, and I, you know, for ESPN, that's all I did was study the quarterbacks and for the draft, and kind of the last 3 or 4 games, I've seen something in Jalen that I really hadn't seen before, and even though he's played at a phenomenal level, he's gotten better, and what makes him better, I think. You know, a guy that I haven't heard much talk about this time is Scotty Leffler, the quarterback's coach. We hear about, you know, the play callers and all that, but the quarterback coach has to have a bond with the quarterbacks. They're in the room together all the time. They're talking to each other. They're communicating all the time. And Scotty Leffler comes in with a pretty good pedigree, kind of like started out with coaching Tom Brady at Michigan. You know, a guy comes in with a basic fundamental approach to how to play the quarterback position, which to me is the most critical. You've got to be solid in your fundamentals. And what I've seen from Jalen so far this year is a quarterback playing with great fundamentals, the vision downfield. And I know I've spoken to you guys about this before. I look at the face mask of the quarterback as they're dropping back. If that quarterback is dropping that face mask, he's not looking for coverage. He's looking for lanes to run the football. And I see in Jalen now a guy that's focused on looking downfield, reading the coverage, getting to the right receiver, going through his progression more quickly. I'm seeing that in the pocket. Feet on balance, not those skittish kind of feet looking for an area to run. He wants to throw the football. He wants to be on time with his wide receivers. That is starting to come to the forefront to me. Now, hey, it's maybe 3 or 4 weeks is not a large sampling, but I'm seeing tremendous improvement. And whenever I see tremendous improvement in players, I think of who their coach is. Who's coaching them? Who's making them better? Are they accepting coaching? And I think right now Jalen is playing phenomenal football. I think he's accepting coaching. When I look at the tape, it obviously validates what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think over the last several weeks, one of the things we've talked about on the show that I almost don't, because he's been so successful in the past, I almost don't think people have noticed with Jalen is that he has improved this year. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year, and we always have these arguments about, you know, where he is in the rankings of this, that, and the other. And when they win all the time, I think sometimes it may cover for something that he's not doing well, and this could go with any position, but I think it goes with him too. Him being able, we talked about under center from now until we talked about all year last year too, but him being able to sort of be comfortable enough to do something that he's not comfortable with and do it well, I think that shows growth. I think over the last several weeks, he's just looked better, like a better quarterback. That I know he had a great season in 22, but certainly over the last couple of years, he's looked better the last several weeks than I've seen him play.
No question. And to me, you know, looking at the tape validates that. And, you know, when you're a tremendous athlete like Jalen is, sometimes you just make plays because you can. It was like Randall Cunningham. Randall was my teammate for years. And Randall could... He was just a spectacular football player. And he can make plays very few people can make. And Jalen is in that same boat. But I think they both came to the realization there comes a time in your game where you have to play quarterback first and athlete second. And Jalen can still make great plays with his legs, but I'm seeing a more cerebral quarterback, reading coverage, getting through the reading progression, reading the blitzes, doing all the little nuances that you have to be successful over a long period of time. And I think, you know, we all know Jalen well enough. His goal is to be probably in his mind, I mentioned Tom Brady. He wants to be better than Tom Brady. I think he sets lofty goals. He's thrilled that he's winning Super Bowls and Super Bowl MVP. But I think there's more inside that guy's belly and his heart than we can all imagine. He's a special, special leader. He's a special athlete. And when I see guys in in his position is what for what he's accomplished so far, you know, kind of like the Peyton Manning type. I got, you know, Peyton's a good friend. Peyton's always been a good friend. But, man, that guy wants to rip your heart out if he's competing you in dominoes, you know. That's the kind of guy he is. And I think Jalen's that same kind of guy. There's a part of him that just wants to get better and keep winning and be recognized as the very best.
Complimentary football is going to be a big key for his jaws the second half of the season. It was great to see offensive line get the running game going. Saquon certainly had his first game where he reminded us of the historical season he had last year. You think they sort of figured it out and got that formula down again, and they're ready to take off with the running game? Because if they can get that running game going, maybe not what they did against the Giants at 270+, but if they can get that running game up there around 150 to 200, that's going to be huge the second half of the season.
You just opened the door for me, like B-word, man. You know I love that B-word, balance, yeah. Run pass balance, you know. You yeah. can keep your offense on schedule and stay out of third and long. That's the money down. You're going to win football games. And, you know, I think the other thing, this offense is going to get healthier. Now, Cam Jurgens probably going to be out another week. But, you know, when you look at how they're playing, by the way, Tote played pretty good last week. He's been in there.
He did, yeah.
I think when they get everyone healthy, they've had a week to rest. That's kind of the what you look for. And I hate to make, like, long-term predictions, but that's what we do. I like to get to December. When you get to December, man, then you start figuring it all out, what you are, who you are, and where you're going. But I think as you look at this team right now, offensively, I think it's there. It's there. I expect a big game against Green Bay. And defensively, you know, I've got great confidence in Vic Fangio. We think back to last year after the bye week. I think we were mired in probably like the lower third of ranked defense in the league. We ended up number one. Vic's a great coach. He's a teacher. You know, obviously, Jaden Phillips is going to add that edge pass rusher. I'd like to see the secondary play a little better. I think we've been inconsistent, but maybe with a little better pass rush, I think that secondary will wake up and play to the capabilities they played with at the end of last year. But I think it's just all starting to come together. And after that bye week, man, the guys come back fresh. They'll be a lot more quick than the Green Bay Packers will on Monday night. I'll guarantee you that.
Yep.
Charles, we've heard a lot about Jalen Phillips, and I think there's reason to be optimistic about what his production's going to be if he stays healthy. Jair Alexander is a much bigger question mark, I think, for all of us. My guess would be the Eagles hope he can just go in and take that CB2 spot that has been occupied by a few different, you know, players this year. You know, have you seen anything in the limited time he's even played this year that would make you optimistic that he can recapture some of what he had that he may have lost over the last year or two?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, with Green Bay, he was, you know, kind of a tremendous athlete. He goes to Baltimore. He's been hurt. And you know, I talked to some friends of mine down in Baltimore that are involved with the Ravens staff, and he has never been 100% healthy this year. And it's hard to be at the cornerback position. You're out on that island all day, and, you know, not only during games, he's only played in two games, and to show what you can do in practice. So he's been hurt. And I think the same thing can be said for Jalen Phillips. I mean, the guy is a tremendous football player. He's been hurt the last couple of years. That's the only unknown. As far as their athletic ability, what their historical landscape looks like, it's been phenomenal. are they capable of playing healthy right now? That's the only question I have. Are they healthy enough to make a significant contribution? Because they're tremendously talented athletes.
Jaws, the Packers seem to be a tough team. You know, we don't watch every single play. Seem to be a tough team to figure out. Really talented. Haven't really put it together in a consistent way this year. What are we looking at the team that the Eagles are playing on Monday night? What do we have to worry about?
Josh Jacobs. I think what they want to do is they want to run the football. They want to be the Eagles of last year. They want Josh Jacobs to be that guy chasing 2,000 yards and get the play action pass game going. Now they've got good receivers. They got a good offensive line. They got a good. So I'm saying not saying great. I'm saying good. They're a very good football team, and they want to run the football instead of a play action pass game. But as I've studied their quarterback, he certainly presents some problems to me. Love is the kind of guy. He's going to throw you a few. Can we catch them? He's only thrown 3 interceptions, but if you look at potential interceptions, it's a lot more than that. He's going to throw the ball up. He can make some mistakes, and we've got to capitalize on those mistakes. Now, he can also rip your heart out, too, if you let him get going. So we've got to get the pass rush working.
So, Jaws, how do you see – well, you already said they're running the table, so I can imagine you are
in fact,
I don't know if we need to ask your prediction the rest of the year when we have you on. But
I'll give you the prediction the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I score, but I'll tell you right now, we're going to beat Green Bay 30-27.
A 30-27. Ooh, high scoring game. Yeah.
Probably a good Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, that's yes. good. All right, Jaws, we appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother.
Guys. Be safe.
Jaws did mention that game last night. You know, people think of Thursday night. If people think Thursday Night Football usually sucks, even if it's a good matchup, mm-hmm. I think we're conditioned to think the game's going to suck. If they want to take a game and put it in the encyclopedia as the model of why people think Thursday Night Football sucks, it is last night's game. I tuned in for 10 or 15 minutes, and for those 15 minutes, I said, this game sucks.
Yeah.
And 10-7?
I got to be honest. That might have been the first one this year.
Bad one.
Yeah, the first bad one, like bad one.
Well, wasn't our Giants game Thursday night?
Yeah.
Well, that was
well. That was bad for us.
Yeah,
yes.
Bad for us. But I guess
I mean, but a 34-17. Other yes. people watching
and see the Giants going off. Yeah,
and that's kind of how I look at Thursday night's game. Last night was like you said. That's the example of why when people who don't like Thursday night's game, that's the game they're talking about. It was turnovers. It was sloppy play. It was 3 and outs, dude. It was 22 penalties called, accepted. So it probably was more called. 22 got accepted last night.
Well, I just can't. You were a football player.
Yeah.
I wasn't a football player. I cannot imagine, given what I now understand about the week leading up to a game,
mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine playing. Because when the Eagles play on Sunday, they don't touch the field again until Wednesday. Right?
Yeah, on a typical week.
Yeah, on a typical week.
Yes.
They go in there on Mondays, they have the day off on Tuesday, and then they're back practicing on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then in a normal week, then you have Wednesday, you have Thursday, you have a walkthrough on Friday, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't figure out, unless the team is such a well-oiled machine, for your body, for preparation, for all the different things that go into an NFL football team, Sunday to Thursday just seems insane to me.
Yeah, you know what though? I think with these dudes are tremendous athletes. They don't hit as much as they used to, so their bodies physically really only take the pounding, pause,
nice.
on game day on Sundays. On Sundays.
Is there a way they could do it where it's only teams coming off a bye play on Thursday night?
It just limits the schedule when you do that so much. But I agree with you. That would be a good solution. You know,
shorten the bye, which I'm sure people would want a longer bye week. I'm trying to think of a way to make the product better.
Yeah.
Feels like early in the season, it's fine.
It would shorten the bye, but then you would also get the mini bye the following week.
Yeah.
So you would come off a bye, play Thursday, then you would get extra time after that. It's just like, I know you say on the hitting, and that's true for a lot. It's not true for the offensive and defensive line, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are grinding up on.
Well, they're not putting pads on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
like,
right.
Like,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
And here's the other part of it. Everybody wants points.
Right.
But defensive people don't necessarily want it to be shootouts every football game.
Right.
I mean, that it actually was a good defensive game last night, too. Problem was, it was the Raiders.
Yes, who stink.
Yes, Geno Smith out there.
He might be cooked.
And Bo Nix didn't have a good game last night.
No.
He didn't have a good game last night. Yeah, look, I think last night's the first one that I can remember this year. And I was like, eh.
Yeah,
that's a tough watch.
That was tough.
Remind me, did we have like a Monday night Jets-Miami game?
Well, that was the Friday night Black Friday game. Remember that?
No, I mean, I thought this year we had one this year.
Oh, there was Jets Dolphins.
That was terrible.
Yeah, we had a doubleheader, though.
Yeah,
but the
that's
other
what
game
it
I think was
yes.
All right.
Yeah. That's what they need to get rid of.
Doubleheader?
The doubleheader on Monday night.
Well, the one game, one game was Seahawks Cardinals and started at 10 o'clock. What are you doing? Well, it's not West Coast. Look, West Coast baseball, basketball, hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do it for football.
No,
not when everybody watches football.
Yeah.
And now that I play fantasy, you have games Sunday morning, Thursday, Monday, to Monday night. How are you supposed to set a friggin' roster if you don't know your Sunday guy's going to be able to play or not? I'm trying to win a fantasy. No, not this year, clearly. I'm not trying to. But I'm trying to win fantasy football. You got these games all over the week.
Yeah.
The 215. Oh, by the way, thank you to, I want to say, one Twitter person. Winning is the best deodorant.
Winning is the best deodorant.
215-592-9494. Ah, Philly Fatnatic in Delco. You're on WIP.
I thought that was spelled wrong.
No. No, it's him.
Yeah. You know it is. The Philly Fatnatic's here.
Yes, sir.
But listen, how are you going to say they're not elite when look at the caliber teams they're with? Like, so who's elite to you then this year?
Nobody.
Nobody's elite.
No.
So
I don't
nobody's
see.
Nobody's elite.
I think,
that would make the Eagles elite.
No, I think you're having trouble with nobody versus yes. I think there is a world in which I could point to years in the NFL. Look, at this point last year, Detroit was elite. They were. They were at this point last year. And now they didn't win the Super Bowl, but at that point, they were an elite football team. They were running at they were executing at an elite level. Their offense was incredible. Their defense was very, very good. All of those things. You could point to them and say, they are at this point, they are better than the other teams that they're playing against. The reason that I don't, to me, that's what elite is. I think you can look at many football seasons and say, that's the team to beat. That's the team to beat. To me, the Eagles right now, at this moment, they're imperfect, just like a lot of other imperfect teams. You know, the Rams are a very good team. The Seahawks are a very good team. There are doubts, but there are doubts about the Eagles and how they've played so far this year, too. So that's why I think they're not elite. I don't think there is an elite team so far this year. Now, if the Eagles go and they beat the hell out of the Packers, and then they win against Detroit at home, okay, like maybe you've sold me. But I don't think at this point there's a major difference between the Eagles and how they've played this year and the other good teams in the NFC.
And well, going off of that, then Nick Sirianni's 12-3 in the month of November. So just off of that, knowing that, most likely we're going to win both of those games, just on the odds.
Well, that's not how odds work.
12-3
The odds are well. No, Philly Fatnatic. The odds say the Eagles are going to lose on Monday night. Now, I don't think they're going to. But if you want to see the odds, the Eagles are an underdog on Monday night.
That's a scary line. They want everyone to take the Eagles, so Green Bay wins. That's a scary line to me. I'm scared. I'm a gambling man, and I'm scared of that line. But,
well, then there you go.
And you're trying to demotize Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm not.
In the city, yes, you're saying the quotes. He wants credit for the quotes.
Are you listening to what I said? I specifically said I don't think he wants credit for him. I think people are assigning credit to him. I said I think he says the quotes, and because people don't know where the quotes came from, they assume he said them.
He is the perfect quarterback for our city. City always wanted a quarterback that wasn't flashy, didn't care about his stats, wasn't a diva. He obviously doesn't care about his stats. He cares about winning.
Of course he cares about his stats, just like you care about his stats.
He,
do you care if Jalen wins the MVP?
More.
Do you care if Jalen wins the MVP?
Severely, yes.
Okay, and do you think you get the MVP without having statistics, good stats?
No, yeah, you can't get it, no.
Okay, so if I were to ask you, you know, how, if I were to say you're not allowed to point to the teams winning because there's plenty of other teams that have won six games, why has explain to me, if I just arrived on the planet today, if you were to explain to me how Jalen Hurts has played well this year, you would probably tell me he has 15 touchdowns and one interception, right?
That's what everyone would say.
Yep, those are stats. You would, right? You know, but, like, you would probably point to all his passing yards, right? Those are stats, too. Nothing wrong with stats.
But if you watch the game and take the eye test, you see he's an elite quarterback by the throws he makes.
Mm.
Okay, he chooses not to make mistakes. He knows last year he sacrificed everything just to win a championship for our city, in my opinion.
Nope, I disagree.
Well, how do you not see that when?
Because I don't think I don't think he sacrificed it. I think he wasn't playing that well, so they changed and they had a dominant running back and offensive line, and they were playing better than him. I think if he was playing, here's the truth, is what I believe. If he was playing at the level he is playing right now, last year, they would have thrown the ball more than they did last year. But he wasn't, so they didn't. He didn't do some gracious. Now, I appreciate the fact that he didn't complain about it. I think that is a very team-centric, very noble thing to do. But I don't think they purposely took a productive quarterback and had him throw less. I don't think he gave up everything for them to win. I don't think that's what happened last year.
I think they did because they saw the running game was working so well, so why even bother passing?
Because
passing, quarterbacks would say, no, I want to pass the ball, I want to pass the ball. He didn't do that at all because he wants Super Bowls.
Because he wasn't doing it well.
I disagree. He was doing it okay last year. He was doing it on the same level. You don't just lose throwing the ball. You can throw the ball great at all times.
I disagree.
You know?
I love you, but I disagree, Philly Fat Nanny.
It's okay. I always disagree with you, Spike.
That's okay. Right, that's okay. I love you, too. For next question today, what is something you're irrationally afraid of?
Me? I'm irrationally afraid of being falsely imprisoned for a life sentence.
Dude, that's going to be hard to beat.
That is going to be hard to beat right there.
And also, yeah. I got to dig in deep. You must have done something. In denial.
I got that same fear, Philly Fat Natty.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Philly Fat. Oh, dude, that is a good one so far. That is a good one.
That's a good one.
That's
I didn't
a
even
good
think
fear.
Of that. I didn't think of that.
Have you? I've thought about that sometimes. Sometimes when I see somebody on trial for something,
oh, yeah.
And I think, what if they just didn't do it at all? Could you imagine being in that situation?
Getting incarcerated for something you didn't do?
Yeah, like if the Fed showed up at my house and they're like, you killed so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't even know that person.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. I don't think about it very often.
Yeah.
That is a good irrational fear.
Unfortunately, that happens in the black community a lot.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It has not happened to me.
Yeah.
It has not happened to Philly Fat Natick.
I don't even want to be locked up.
No.
Even if it was something I did.
I did get arrested one time.
I don't want to get locked up at all.
I did get arrested one time. The guy did tell me for shoplifting. The guy did tell me my life was over and I was never going to have a successful life. I was never going to get into college.
Yeah. Did you get snarky with him?
Well, I want to. Yeah. Don't think I haven't thought about going back to that police station. I was, 15. I want to tell him I made something of myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably because of him.
I've been in bracelets a couple times.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
This might surprise you.
Not proud of. No. I know you ain't been anywhere near.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Oh, could you imagine? We get a text from Rod Lakin, if he's working that day, and he says, guys, you and I get a text.
Yeah.
Jackson Prison.
Like, what?
Yeah. I live on these streets.
Yeah. Like, what?
215-592-9494. By the way, the next question.
First thing I would think is, what type of white-collar crime did he commit?
Yeah, well, he's not.
Well, wasn't money or something.
But it certainly wasn't winning money gambling.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The reason I don't, no offense, Jack, you got to be pretty smart to do white-collar crime.
Exactly. That's why I just keep it. I'm a surface level man. Everyone knows that. I'm not trying to be a deep thinker. Strictly feelings.
Strictly feelings.
215-592-9494. Are the 2025 Eagles elite right now, or do you need to see more? And next question today, you get the best one, gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. It is, what are you irrationally afraid of? Coming up next, the belt gets awarded. Now, Elliot
this week.
Currently has it?
I think so.
Yes, Elliot currently has the belt. Who did anyone do enough on the WIP staff to take away the belt? We will find out next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.